What up, though? You are tuning in to What Works For Us, the Black Queer Lifestyle Podcast,
where we'll discuss everything black and queer,
mental health,
relationships,
art,
fashion.
We take it back our culture, y'all.
Carry my city like some shoulder pads and strap. Evidently, I've been killing.
Hey.
What's poppin'?
Long time no hear.
We can't say that anymore. We said we're going to stop saying that.
We didn't say jump off. We back with the jump off. We just said long time no hear, which is the truth.
Yes. Well, y'all know who y'all listening to. Emerson, what podcast is this?
What Works For Us.
All black.
All queer.
All black.
Not today.
All queer.
No.
All queer.
No.
What's poppin', Emerson? You checking in? Well, I don't know. What time is it? Is it time to check in?
I think so, unless you had something else you wanted to say. You have a sponsorship or something you want to announce?
Oh, we did have one. I forgot. But okay. Well, until we'll get back to y'all on that. But it is now time to check in.
Okay, so I'll just go ahead and start. I'm just going to jump in and start.
Okay. You feeling froggy?
No, not really. As far as me checking in, my emotions have been all over the place. It's just so much still going on in the world. I mean, we all know this. I don't want to, you know, keep on beating a dead horse with this. We all know at this point all this stuff that's going on in the world. But it's kind of hard because you'll go through the week, and or at least I will go through the week, and I'll be fine. Like, it's like, oh, everything's fine. I'm doing my own little thing. Well, no. Actually, I don't go through the week and be fine because I have my own personal stuff I'm going through. Nothing like people with... Well, nothing like the, I guess I can talk about it. Nothing like, you know, Nick Cannon and Tamar, nothing like that type of stuff. And, you know, prayers go out to both of them during this time, but that's all a different conversation. I guess we can talk about in the black recap, but it's so much to add to that now. Oh my God.
Okay. Yeah. It's been so much since the last recap.
That's what I'm saying though. Like, it's just so much added on. I don't think I've ever in life had to experience stuff like I have this year. Like, one lady I listened to, the poor black lady that's actually here in Texas, and she was like, I've never went through a year that's been this bad. She was like, last time I went through a year that was probably this bad, and it just seemed like it was so much, was when I lost my twin daughters. And I'm like, yeah.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Compare 2020 to the loss of two children.
Right.
Twins.
Twins, daughters. And she just said it so matter of fact. I think this is the last time when I lost my twin daughters. And I'm like, whoa. But then when I thought about it, I'm like, well, you know, going through a loss and dealing with your emotions the way we've been dealing with them this year, or the losses that we have experienced this year, just back to back to back to back, and you actually seeing it, you know, in real time, it's a lot. So I guess my whole point is, I'm saying I'm going through the week and I'm having my own little emotions or issues with, I'm having a bad case of imposter syndrome. Now that I have a business coach, which it's been a while, I guess I haven't talked about it, but yeah, she's been on my ass in a good way, like with everything. Like, this week has been social media, and she's been like DM me, you need to be posting this. Oh, okay.
She's been on you, huh?
She's been on me, which is good, but it's like now that, you know, I have this fire under my ass, it's like maybe it's like, okay, now you're at this point where it's like, okay, now you're here. This is the moment. And you'd be like, well, people really even think that I'm, you know what I'm saying, qualified to even do this and all that kind of stuff, which is imposter syndrome. And I have a very, 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 very bad case of it. But I'm working through it. I'm pushing through it. They say when you get uncomfortable or when things are uncomfortable, that's when you know you're doing something right. And I'm very uncomfortable. I got anxiety so bad last night. I was looking at a video of this girl that she's like a business strategist. And I was just looking at a video of her. She was just talking. And I promise you, I was just getting more and more tight as she was talking. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I had to turn her ass off. Because I literally was in the bed twisted and turning. I'm like, oh, no, no, no. So, but I'm pushing through it. I'm not stopping. I know that's a good thing that I'm going through this. But imposter syndrome is a real thing. But then, so dealing with that kind of stuff, I feel like that's kind of trivial. It's like, okay, you deal with that. And then the weekend come, and talking about Tamar for a little bit, you know, Thursday come, and I have a Thursday night routine. So Tamar kind of has become a part of it. I just check in on her and David, and I get that little message saying that, you know, she's not feeling well. And I, of course, I didn't think what happened had happened. I'm just like, well, why is she not? She was excited about this week. You know, I'm like, because I went to the, I thought I missed one. I'm like, did I miss one? And I was like, oh, and then she's like, well, next week I'll be off the hook. And I'm like, oh, okay. And she had been tweeting because people was talking about today, was talking about renaming the show. And she said, we can't rename the show because we back in quarantine. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, because a lot of people were saying, like, she was talking. We didn't know nothing. And then, you know, I get in the shower and after I get off work and turn on TV and Mr. or Miss MJ here is like, Tamar Braxton tried to commit suicide. I'm like, what? And I promise you, I was so shook. I was so shook. And I have it, that totally ruined my Thursday night routine. So that's my whole point. I'd be fine. And then something will happen. And then it mobilizes me. It just makes me to a point where I can't do anything. And it's like, I have so much to do. But when you turn on TV, it's like, it's be so much. And then Saturday morning, Amanda, I turned on, you know, I was fine Friday, got through Friday. Saturday morning, turned on TV, looked at Breakfast Club. Amanda Seale's on there. She busts out, start crying. She said, Marsh, she wanted to kill herself. I'm like, no. I'm just like, and I just literally, I had to pause that one. I'm like, no, I can't keep hearing this. This is too much. Especially with black folk. Black folk talking about they want to kill themselves. Not saying that anybody killing themselves is a good thing, but it's just a lot. It's a lot to go through emotionally when you go through these emotional roller coasters every single week. That's a lot. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. But so I'm okay. It's just, it's a real thing. And like I was saying on the video I did for What's in the Mirror the other day, I was like, you know, there's nobody to tell us how to deal with all this stuff because it's the first time we're dealing with it. So, you know, how I'm dealing with it is just how I'm dealing with it. But I'm good. It's just, we know some people, i.e. Tamar, are not. So, there's a lot going on, y'all. It's just a lot. But I'm pushing through. I'm making things happen. As far as Essence of Style goes and me being a virtual stylist and all that kind of stuff goes, the on button, I've already pushed the on button. I just haven't really told anybody yet. But, I mean, I have a scheduler. I have everything. I have my systems in place. I have my descriptions. I have all my packages. Everything I said I didn't have the last time, I have all that now.
Okay. So, congrats.
Thank you. So,
woo woo.
It's a real thing now. Like, you know, what did they say? I forget. It's a phrase that they say about fire, but I mean, it's on it. I ain't gonna say it's on and popping, but it's on. Like everything is set up. Literally, I said Saturday and just made sure everything was set up. So. That's what I'm saying. Like, right. That's what I'm really like. It's here now. It's not that I'm not happy about it. It's just, it's different and it's new. And it's, I still have challenges that I have to work out within myself. Imposter syndrome is being one. Not knowing how to sell air is another. So these are all things I'm working on though. But this is just thing. It's like one thing after another. It's like, okay, now I got this. Now I got to learn this. Now I did this. Now I got to learn this. And I'm trying to fix my Instagram account. And I did a big purge on my Instagram account. I have literally only like 34 posts on my Instagram page now. That was part of my assignment. So this is a lot popping. This is a lot going on. Plus, and it wasn't the mirror stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's a real thing too. So it's just a lot. I mean, I'm definitely keeping busy. Definitely keeping busy. But that's it for me. I'm on an emotional roller coaster like Vivian Green. And
I'm on an emotional roller coaster.
Even though I don't have no mans. She was talking about a mans. No, that's where it's like nothing. There's nothing going on in that department. Like absolutely nothing. But you know, that's okay. I mean, I have babies and all this kind of stuff. And I just got other stuff popping. I really wouldn't be able to pay attention to a man right now. But you know, it's a thought sometimes. But that's it. That's my check-in.
Well, since you mentioned babies, you know, I definitely have to give a shout out to Nicki Minaj and congratulations on your pregnancy reveal today. Broke the internet. Don't be looking like,
Well, there's somebody else that's pregnant too.
Oh, who?
My sissy Lil' Kim's pregnant.
Really? She's pregnant with a second baby? Okay. Yes. Oh my God. Okay, that's interesting, right?
Isn't that very interesting?
Okay, little Kim. And
no, I'm not, but go ahead, please finish.
No, I'm just saying I'm going to be interested in walking around pregnant. And at the same damn time. Hopefully, maybe they do a joint baby shower, maybe.
Right. Right.
We'll see.
Right, we'll see.
Well, you know, babies change women.
Baby does change. That's true. But I'm not,
and,
you know.
And this is Nikki's first. So yeah, maybe first, yeah. We don't know how, you know, maybe she would be a little bit more softer coming up. And, you know, who knows what this might do to her. And, you know, so congrats to her and her first child.
Yeah, no, that's a beautiful thing. Bringing procreation is just beautiful just on period. And I'm not trying to cut off. It's just a lot of people are making babies during this quarantine.
Okay.
There's so many pregnant people. It's ridiculous. But go ahead.
And I always get worried about, I mean, I guess we could talk about that. I mean, it's related to the Black recap, but I was just thinking like, oh my God, what a time to bring a child in. I would be terrified personally. But like you said, because of the situation of people being at home and quarantining and lovemaking, and so babies is happening, you know. But I'd be like, oh my God, bringing a baby in 2020 with a pandemic, with especially a Black baby. So, I mean, shout out to all the mothers who have to be mothers now to Black kids, and shout out to the ones that's bringing Black children into this world, you know. So hopefully we can continue to do the work to make it a better place for them, right? And, you know, yeah. Money don't solve everything, because just because these people are rich, they kind of deal with the same, not the same, because they don't have the socioeconomic factor, but they definitely are Black. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, racism doesn't stop at the dollar signs, you mm-hmm. know. I guess my check-in, I guess I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but it's so interesting that we, you know, that your check-in was like that, because I guess, I mean, I haven't publicly said it to anyone, but I guess I've been depressed the last week or so, I guess. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's you know, I snuck off to Houston thinking like maybe that would kind of make it, maybe I just need to change the scenery or something like that. But I came back to Austin feeling the same way. And I guess I can't really name it. It's not like a specific, like, other than just being Black and queer in America and watching, like you, like Edmonton was saying, like every day, you know, you have celebrities that you enjoy, you know, I've been a Nick Cannon fan from the beginning, mm-hmm. to see that he's going through what he's going through, and Tamar, and then just personal, like people in my life that, you know, have reached out, shared their stories. I guess really, you know, launching this initiative where we're trying to offer free therapy, and then mm-hmm. the idea that, you know, how can you reach the burden, the pressure of wanting to make sure that you do your part, and mm-hmm. all of that. And I guess just on a personal note, like, just, I mean, I guess, honestly, you described it perfectly, just day in and day out, seeing everything, you know, seeing Trump, seeing Kanye, seeing, you know, social media. Then you're like, okay, well, let me get off social media. But mm-hmm. then it's like, yeah, I try to take social media breaks, but either just social media, I feel like even then, like when I do that, I'm still kind of in my thoughts about everything anyway. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really like just, it might not, it, I guess it gives me a chance to escape from new information, but I still have to sit with everything else that's going on. Mm-hmm. I still have to sit with, you know, the COVID and the pandemic, and really, you know, adhering to that, you know, trying to stay safe. Mm-hmm. And then the idea of, you know, all the, you know, the Trump things that he's doing. Like, I feel like in the last week he has went racist to a whole nother level, right? It's blatant racism. And I take it personal. I'm not one of them ones that, oh, it is, you know, that doesn't affect me. I take it personally, any white person that's talking shit.
Yeah.
Period. On period. I don't care if you're the president or you the girl next door, like y'all the same, you know, it's the same impact. Like, watch what you say out your mouth. And so I guess I just been, I went back to therapy. I think I told you guys, and it was okay, but I don't think it, and maybe that was just my first time back. I have to keep going. Mm-hmm. I don't think it really helped me at that time. It didn't help sustain in the moment. So I feel like either I need to get a new therapist rather, and which that's perfectly fine, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. I think that might be my next goal, you know. So, but I, you know, I'm just talking to you guys. I'm just trying to work through it. I mean, I don't know, right? It's like, the pressure, you know, I have a festival coming up and that pressure. And so usually around this time, I feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And then being overwhelmed during this season just is just too much. And then, like, all these things I want to do, I can't do, you know, being in a long-distance relationship during this time is affecting my emotions or my feelings. And so, I mean, I guess I'm taking the next steps by admitting it and kind of talking through it and saying, yes, I'm depressed right now. Because I woke up today working. I know how to work through depression. That's what I do well.
We know that.
But, like, I don't know, right? It's like this cloud that's just making everything just feel so somber. And, you know, this is 2020. In a lot of ways, have been a good year for me, financially for the organization, financially for me personally. And, you know, I haven't taken too many L's in that department, but, you know, it just feels like a cloud of L's. I can't describe it. So, I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out, y'all. Like, how do I move past this? You know, my birthday coming up. And, you know, and then I've been asked about that. And I think every time somebody asks me about that, it's like a, I don't know, like a stab wound, like a somebody like stabbing you with a knife a little bit.
Really?
I don't know, because it's like, well, it's just going to be, I don't, and maybe that's what a depression is affecting that, because it's like, what? Okay, my birthday. And?
But you was like that last year.
I know. So now it feels, I don't know. So it's affected me even differently this year. I've never been, you know, making a whoop-de-doo, but now it's just, I don't know, like, you know, and I think maybe because in certain situations in my life, my birthday is an opportunity to kind of repair situations or relationships or see folks. And, you know, like my brothers in Detroit want to hang out, you know, my partner want to hang out, you know, my family asking me. It just, I don't know. I guess because I'm just not feeling anything right now, it's just what it is. So I've been trying to be positive on the outside, right? I'm not really trying to be this way with people, with other people. So I guess I've been kind of battling with it on my own, typical me. You know, but I don't know. You know, I guess I don't really have the answers. So I guess I just have to do the work and kind of think about, you know, how I want to navigate out of it. So I know switching therapists would be, if one of my, you know, I'm solution based, so I have to like, okay, what are you going to do? Right. Yeah, so you're depressed, what's next? And I, you know, I tried to go to Houston, maybe change my, scenario a little bit, but that brought its own, it was fun-ish, you know, but it brought its own triggers and stuff like that. So I don't know. So that's where I'm at. So I definitely give y'all updates around that. Whatever.
No, I can't say nothing to that. I mean, that's how you feel. I appreciate you being honest about that. Or I'm pretty sure the listeners do. Because, I mean, other people probably might feel the same way. And you were honest about saying that you're going, you know, you're working through it. You're going to do something. You're going to try to do something about it. Mm-hmm. I think that's important to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because look what happened to Tamar.
Right.
So.
Right. And acknowledge it, because, you know, so often we try to just keep going and be strong. And what is that? Like, what is strength when you're depressed? Like, is it just getting out of the bed, or is it overworking yourself, or sustaining? You know what I'm saying? There's so many levels of what we consider strong to be. And I always wonder when we talk about like mental health and like depression and anxiety, what is strength in all of that? Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
There's no one way to answer that.
Yeah, it's just not a one way to answer that. And I feel like so often we say, you know, be strong, you'll get through it and all of that. And that is always a goal to, I don't want to say get through it, is to feel better. Right. I think that's what it is. Like, I getting through something is one thing, but I want to feel differently.
Right.
You know, I don't want to get through it feeling the same way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And sometimes you have to, right? You don't want to allow depression and anxiety to prevent which, you know, is levels of depression, right? It's levels of anxiety. So, and, you know, severe, you know, severe depression, right? You know, some people can't even get out of the bed. And so, just generic, you get through it and stuff. And so, you know, and I feel like, too, to wrap this up, you know, I've been open and honest around my healing process, and I've been doing a lot of reading, and I've been, you know, doing a lot of that work. And so maybe it's having me at the pulse of my emotions and at the pulse of my feelings. So it's no longer acceptable for me to kind of hide behind it or work through it. I'm like faced, I have to face it head on. And that's the work, you know. And I'm, you know, I'm okay with doing the work. I think that's what, you know, what's in the mirror, like doing this mental health work has kind of prepared me to know that it's work to be done. Like it's no fix a flat to, to depression or any other mental health, issues you might have. So I guess that's where I'm at. But we found very similar, in a lot of ways, like when you said what you said, and me and Emerson had not even talked about our check-ins, and it's weird, we're best friends, and we talk, and even with that, right, we haven't even been talking. I've been, like, not talking to a lot of people as much as I used to, and I realized that, but I didn't know why, right? Yeah. Like, why, you know, why am I not wanting to talk, you know? And I tried to blame that in a relationship. We did have a conversation around a particular situation I have, and I realized that, you know, I play a big part in the communication, but yeah. So
I mean, well, okay, let me make sure. Okay,
why you said make sure?
I just had to make sure I say this right. Well, going back to what you were saying, when you were saying people just say get through it, I was funny that you mentioned that because I was watching, you know, Dr. Heavenly and Dr. Heavenly at fucking Uneva today, and they were talking about pretty much the same thing. And Funky Dineva, and I shouldn't even say Funky Dineva, I should say Quentin, because he's, you know, he's not dressed as Funky Dineva, he's talking as himself. And he admitted today, he was like, you know, I am depressed, I'm currently on medication or to deal with my depression. And he was like, you know, when his father passed, he was like, I got to a point where I pretty much took myself out of, you know, I checked out of life. He's like, and I was out of it for a long time. And he was like, you know, it took for me to get, you know, get up and go to the doctor and talk to somebody about it, because it was something that pretty much immobilized him. And he was like, you know, and Dr. Dev was like, well, you know, y'all just need to sit up here. Y'all need to pray and da da da. And he was like, you know, he was like, you know, we could tell people, you know, to go and pray and stuff like that. But he was like, sometimes, he's like, there's nothing wrong with praying. But he was like, sometimes you need to do a little bit more than pray and take your ass to the doctor. And she was like, well, but if you pray, then you praying can lead you to going to the doctor, which is true. But I think just to blank, you know, to like a, almost like a blanket statement, you know, just pray. I don't think you can just say that to people nowadays. I think you need to be a little bit more direct. Pray. And seek professional help if that's something that you feel like you need. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing I've been stressing lately when I talk about it. Like, if you need to talk to somebody professionally, if you need a little bit more, then reach out or find somebody you go talk to. Because just trying to sit and deal with it on your own or talk to people, your friends who are not, they're not professionals. They might not be able to be, they might not be hitting that right spot to make you feel a different way. Now, again, going back to Tamar, she had talked to Lanithia the same day, and clearly Lanithia didn't tell her nothing to make her feel nothing better. So I'm just saying, like, and she got a whole ass man, you know what I'm saying, that's with her, you know what I'm saying, and he couldn't even get through. So this is an example, but yeah, that part, as far as just those, you know, if you need to get professional help, you should definitely do that. And what was I going to say about you and your communication? I forgot, but it was something about you and your communication. You say you play a part in that. Oh, I was going to talk about another thing that's been going around lately that I think I even need to do. But I think this season is so different. It's like, it's hard to get out, you know, out of your old habits. You know, and I was going to say, you have to check in on your strong friends. You do have to check in on your strong friends in this. You do. You just can't take for granted that they're strong, because you just don't. No, but I'm talking to myself when I say this. I'm not saying I'm sitting up there reaching out, calling everybody. I'm not, because I am kind of in my own bubble, And I am kind of so, not to seem like I'm into my own self, but it's just I got so much going on and I'm, you know, I got things, my own battles I'm trying to overcome. It's like, you know, I got to check in on this. You know what I'm saying? After you do these things, you woo sign and do all these things, you know, sitting up here trying to do this and do that and watch something to make you laugh and do all these, you know, coping skills of your own. It's like, oh, I got to check on my friends too. It's a lot. So I can understand maybe people not communicating because I didn't, you know, I did a couple of weeks ago, did ask though. I'm not trying to give myself any passing back. I'm just saying, but I did kind of ask Tyreek in a backhanded ass way how he was feeling. I just asked him backwards. So, but I didn't ask him directly. And he did not really give me an answer. But, because I did ask. I kind of just slipped it in there like, so, you know.
Where the hell you be at? Kind of, sort of. You did. Because you did acknowledge that. Like, I had to check in. I didn't see no post or I had heard from you.
Yeah,
it has been like that. Even I felt bad because I didn't even let my family know I went to Houston.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, my mom, and I texted her the next day. She didn't get that either, but she was just like, you just left it. I mean, it's okay you left, but it's, you know, you should tell people if you, you know, like going somewhere. And I was like, I guess I should. Again, I'm not negating that. Yeah. I should have been a little bit, you know, communicative, I guess. And I guess, you know, in general too, the lack of community, you know, and I rely on that a lot.
You do.
And you know, I'm just underwhelmed with this social media version of community and Zoom version of community.
That is not your thing.
You know, and it's not. And you know, and I'm making it work to the best. And I feel like I've created, you know, I try to create opportunities that maybe it works for, you know, it works for others, or, you know, it's just all that we have. Yeah. And so I just got to figure out, you know, something that works for me, you know, in that way. Like, if I'm not getting, when I feel like I don't have community, what does that mean? Like, how can I fill that void?
Yeah, but it's weird, though, because you say this now, but then I'm going backwards, and I'm thinking about, and I don't think these are conversations that we had online, so maybe I tread lightly, but it's funny that you say you don't have community now, because we was having conversations when there was community, and there was conversations even around that, too. I don't know if you remember, but, okay, well, I won't go into detail about it, but it was... You were just saying how even going into community now, we've had conversations like this, like you be going out and you talk to people and stuff like that. But she was like, you know, you don't really, it's kind of like all the relationships you pretty much have with people on the surface. It might be a little different now because you do have the kids, but you was talking about you just going out and everything's on the surface and people just want to talk about this all the time and you be wanting to do this. And it was kind of like you was having conflicts with community when we did have community. And now it's like,
none.
Right. So now you're like, well, at least I can have that.
Right, at least I can have that.
Give me that at least. I mean, but not even saying it was anything wrong. It's just funny, like, you know, you get habits. It's funny, like, who said something? Oh, I think it was, it was somebody. What's that boy name? I hate when I do that. I just be forgetting people's names. It seems so disrespectful, but I don't blame my heart. Blame my mind. but it's, what is his name? Well, anyway, somebody we know. He was talking about, he took a picture and he was like, pretty much he was saying, you know, back when to the times where I was pretty much at the time he took the picture, he was complaining about how things was then. But now it's almost like he has an appreciation for it. Like, I was complaining about this shit then, but now it's like, damn, I wish I was back there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just a lot, y'all. We all going through so much. We just all need hugs and kisses and. You know, if y'all got that and y'all at home making babies like our girls are, our homegirls.
Okay.
that's a blessing. Right. That's a blessing. That's a blessing.
And I guess another note, too, to shout out to the fine as incredibly talented Avery Wilson for coming out yesterday out of the closet as bisexual. We love you.
Oh, my God.
I am so excited. I have been your number one fan for so long. And just to know that you are part of the team with your fine ass, you know, I just want to just love on you and send you positivity. I, you know, and one of the things that when he came out on Twitter and said that and stuff, people was like, we already knew. And, you know, he was like, well, I don't think that's the right response. You know, you didn't know because I didn't tell you.
Right.
And I had never publicly spoke about it. So if you already knew, then thank you for, you know, but it was, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's such a negative way to respond, you know, and it came from people of the community. And I'm like, everybody's coming out is not the same.
Yeah.
And it all makes sense a little bit when I think about his career and what happened with the Clive Davis situation, how he was just, all of a sudden he was riding, you know, the wave of Clive Davis, and all of a sudden it just ended. Like, okay, I guess you're not the next up and coming, you know, what happened? And so I'm glad to see this shift where we are seeing, you know, black artists come out of the closet. But it just shows you, like, I mean, because I'm thinking, like, other than Avery Wilson, and he ain't even the most famous, you know, it's still a lot of work to be done. Mm-hmm. And then the idea that, you know, he still got people, hating. I saw, you know, negative comments about it. Like, people's, you know, Lil Nas X still go through it, you know, around coming out of the closet and, you know, the repercussions of that, especially in social media 2020. Social media 2020, we thought social media was one thing. Baby, it is on 100. What it was post-COVID to what it is now, I think it's really affecting people in a lot of ways, especially people who kind of, like artists and stuff, who kind of rely on social media engagement as whatever they're promoting their stuff, or that's kind of their brand, being kind of open on social media and stuff like that. I feel like they're starting to kind of feel that negative wave because it's like the negativity is just, it is on 100. Black Twitter has never been this mobilized because, you know, people just at home. And so with all the good that's happening, the bad is being amplified too. And so, you know, Edmonton was, you know, I said I haven't taken a break on social media. Not like a long break. You know, I do try to log off where I don't be on there all day. But, you know, that could be a part of depression. It could be something that I might even realize that maybe I do spend too much time on social media. So maybe I'll cut it out a little bit. It's addictive. But, I mean, I guess that can lead right into, like, you know, the second part of our black recap. I mean, I guess that is a black recap for us. We black folks dealing with our, you know, emotional and behavioral kind of situations. And I guess, I mean, we could start off with, you know, Mr. West himself. And I read somebody was saying we need to stop just assuming that all of his antics is mental health, and because that is where mental health stigma comes in. Like, stop comparing everything that Kanye West do to mental health issues, because, you know, if he has not diagnosed him, you know, if he hasn't came out and we don't know if he's been diagnosed, we don't know why he is deciding to interrupt, you know, black, I don't want to say black opinion, but the mobilization of black people to try to get Trump out of office. We, you know, I don't know why he's really running for presidency. And his speech last night in South Carolina talking about Harriet Tubman didn't free the slaves. She just sent him to go work for other white folks. I don't know. But we can't just, you know, just to automatically put a mental health label on him is perpetuating, you know, mental health stigma. So we have to be careful, because he could be fully aware what he's doing.
That's true.
And it could be a whole thing. You know, he could be specifically doing this for Trump.
Yeah, that's that's how people need to start thinking too. Like, you know, I just wish, I mean, above like Kanye. I mean, that whole situation and him bust out start crying, I'm like, first of all, I wouldn't want somebody running my country who just bust out start crying like that. That's this, I'm sorry, I need you to have a little bit more strength or emotional, you can't be that. I don't know how you think you can be a president of a country and you're emotional like that. Like, I just don't think, why would that, I just don't think that's a good trait. Like, because if something happens, Russia comes and attacks us and bombs us up, I don't need you in the office bus. I'll start crying. Mm-hmm. I need you to be strategizing some ways to protect me, or okay, at least try to. So, but going back to what you said, this above that, I wish people would stop thinking so surface. Mm-hmm. I think people need to start, and this is, listen, now I know I'm a little semi-radical, semi-don't have popular opinion. I'm not trying to push any of my thoughts on anybody else. Think what you want to think. But I don't know, just some dots connect for me that I just be seeing stuff, because I kind of look at a lot of stuff. Certain stuff I don't look at, like I don't look at CNN and stuff like that. I do get like secondhand information broke down in a black way. And maybe I should look at it myself, but I don't know. But even what they say, or I listen to different people who don't even have the same opinions when they be talking about that kind of stuff. And I just felt, my point is, I think people just need to, I just really wish people just will wake up and think a little deeper into, and stop being so, like I was telling you today, stop being so sheepish. Mm. And start, you know, we really need to all start becoming thought leaders in this season. Everybody, we can't all be sheep, because it is stuff that's happening, like what you said, that could very well be a thing. There's a lot of stuff happening in the background that people are just not saying anything about. Like, I was looking at a video today and by a black lady who I always watch. I call her, like, my spiritual advisor. She don't know it, though. But she was just like, you know, she was like, y'all thinking right now is bad? She was like, she's like, first of all, we haven't even got to the election yet. She was like, after the election, she was like, that's when ish is really going to start hitting the fan. She was like, this is just the beginning. There's a lot more to come from all this stuff that's happening. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, but that's more stress, though. Mm-hmm. That's more stress. I understand people not wanting to necessarily think about it. I get it. I don't even know what to think. But I think for me, I'm thinking there's another wave of, I guess for me, I'm like, there's another wave of bullshit that's probably going to be coming. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Be ready. I don't know what it is, but you just need to be, you know, I don't know how I'm trying to figure out how to be positioned, but I just think we all need to start thinking about that, because some of the stuff that's just been going on, I mean, some of the stuff is escapism, the whole entanglement situation mm-hmm. with Mrs. Jada Pinkett Smith and all that kind of stuff. And that's funny and all that kind of stuff. But I think some people just, okay, I can talk about it for a little while, but okay, Back to business
about why we really here.
Right.
We're like, not really here for August and Jada entanglement.
That's funny.
It's funny.
And it was interesting. And I went and watched just like everybody else, but I'm not going to keep on, like, that's not what's going on right now. Right. Okay. There's a lot of other things. Or you sent me the other video where the girls was fighting somewhere. And I'm just like,
that was just a ridiculous fight. Yeah. It's like, y'all don't, first of all, you know, to each his own around how we're responding to stay-at-home orders and quarantining. That ain't the way. That's not the direction.
No.
We're supposed to be trying to figure out, like you said, escapism in a certain way. You know what I'm saying? A way that can move us forward.
Yeah.
And fighting like animals. And I'm about no means that, you know, the right bitch come my way and we got to scrap. And, you know, I could easily, I've been in that situation that looks similar to that. So have you ever said. But I probably wouldn't be in that situation now, today. I would probably pause. I probably would turn the other cheek just to avoid, first of all that contact. Second of all, the violence on black amongst each other, and then especially black queerness. And then, like, I would just be devastated to be on a video that's, you know, circulating across the world of me looking like an animal during these times.
Right.
Like, are we focused? And maybe that's another thing too that is really probably weighing me down, like the stress you was talking about, is just the focus. Like, I've been so focused, and mm-hmm. escapism is very, you know, I can have a cocktail, get drunk, and I'm still talking about Black Lives Matter. You know? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not necessarily, the conversations kind of still go back to Black lives and COVID, you know, the work that I'm doing, the stuff I want to write about, the community organizing, the drunk conversations over the phone. It's really, it's not that much of escapism, you know, for real, even yeah. the entanglement thing, that was but again, that's me, right? I didn't stay on it. And, you know, I love Will and Jada and I had an opinion about it, of course, yeah. you know, and August, that's, he's so fine, y'all. But I guess my mind wouldn't allow me to just really get just kiki and ha-ha about that. So I think me and you might have had one conversation about it. And it was like days after it even happened.
Yeah.
Because it was like, okay, all right. You know what I'm saying? My mind, let's go, like you said, let's go back to what's really going on.
Yeah.
And I think in a way, while I think that is, we have to stay focused. And I said this before, we got to get used to being uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I guess it's now is time for those who are kind of in that mode of getting used to being uncomfortable. You have to deal with the repercussions of that. You have to deal with how your body and your mind reacts mm-hmm. to being in a state of uncomfortability at mm-hmm. all times.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing to say it, but to actually live it and be that focused. And I can't think of anything in my life that's not like Black Lives Matter or COVID-19 relief related in this moment. I mean, this podcast right now is another example. Yeah. And it's not that I would want it any other way, right? I prefer to be focused right now. I prefer, like you said, to prepare myself, put myself in a position where I can, you know, process this stuff. And I'm glad to know that my body and my mind is reacting now and that yeah. I'm being open to handling that or processing that, because like you said, this could be the beginning, right? Like, how am I going to sustain this level of focus? How are we going to sustain it as a community? And that's the big question. You know, mm-hmm. like, when we talk about escapism, like, what will make me happy right now?
Oh. Wow.
Self-care, right? I mean, self-care is self-care. That's what sustains me. But when you in a constant, you know, mode of focus, you need something to shake you, not just sustain you. Like self-care sustains me, you know, taking the thought baths, you know, reading my books, you know, taking time out, you know, driving to Houston on the road by myself, you know, back and enjoying the road and thinking and, you know, praying, you know, I've been praying a lot. Those things, and I think prayer is I wouldn't put that in a sustain category. I would say that would probably shake me if the prayers aren't answered. It would protect me, you know, it would remove all those energies that is, you know, allowing me to feel depressed in that kind of way. But I think that's a big question. And maybe, I don't know if I have the answer, neither one of us, like what, or even as a Black community, what is a sense of happiness for us? And like, I think we all think like, oh, going out, shaking our ass, clearly that's not making everybody happy, because every like club video I've been seeing has ended up in all these fights. And, you know, it did, even when you're not in a fight, people are dragging you for filth for being out and about without a mask. So it's always kind of like, damn if you do, damn if you don't right now.
And to be honest, like, even when I see those videos and I see the girls twerking and stuff like that, a lot of times I'm inspired by stuff like that. But in this season, I'm just kind of like,
that's all you got, boo.
Right. I'm just like, no. No, like, it's just like, no. And I'm not saying they shouldn't do it, but it's almost like you're just looking at it and it's just like, it seems like they trying to do it extra hard, too, just because they trying to prove something to themselves. Like, yeah, well, I still got this. No. That's not. I think we need a different type of healing in this season. And, mm-hmm. you know, I think that's why some people are still going out protesting. That's why people are still, maybe it's justice.
Mm-hmm. Justice. Well, okay.
Maybe low key, all of us want justice. Mm-hmm. I think that's why people are still going out, Portia and Yandy and them getting arrested more than once. And we are going out, like, I think that's what people are like wanting to see. We want to see some real type justice. And I think that's why people was kind of hard. Well, that's a totally different situation with Nick Cannon. But, you know, I think that's why people start quick to call him a sellout, even regardless of going into the details of what happened. It was mm-hmm. just like, oh, you a sellout. You know, you act like you was going to be a stand-up guy. They thought they had a leader. And he, oh, I'm sorry. You know, for whatever reason, I'm not judging. You know, he got to make his money, live his life, whatever. But I think that was like a, it was almost like a step back for people. Like, mm-hmm. oh, you know, people getting excited. Like, you know, I've seen people, they was excited. Like, I'm on that kind of side. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they like, were. Yeah, like, they were ready to rally behind they was
like, and then for him just to, you know, I'm sorry. It's like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, damn, you know, we thought we was making some moves. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? But I done told y'all about some celebrities. But anyway.
Yeah. relying on them.
Yeah, they're not the leaders.
To move us forward in this justice fight.
No, mm-hmm. you got more of an opportunity to be a leader than they do. More than likely, because you probably have more freedom to say what you want to say and move the way you want to move, even if you, I mean, you are employed by somebody, but I think, you know, we have more leeway than them because they are, you know, their checks is being signed by a particular type of people. But anyway, so yeah, justice. I think when black people in this season, when they see justice and they see some type of shit happening for the betterment of us in this season, I think that's what would really make us happy. But like you were saying, pretty much you saying all this stuff is going on. Like I say, I get frustrated when I see certain stuff. Kind of the same thing. Like I'd be frustrated, like, oh my God, like why are y'all still doing this? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I think maybe you say community, maybe if we were more united in some kind of way where it was like we had some type of wave of union, even on social media, we just had something going on that was not Black Twitter and we fighting each other. It's like we got something kind of like a versus, but not nobody else involved. We just kind of coming together. We having a good time. We talking shit. We doing our thing, and we just being black. Mm-hmm. And we still talking some shit. Like, look, with some bullshit that's going on, and we, you know, it could be jokes and stuff in there, but we have some type of united front. Mm-hmm. I think that would make me feel good. Like, yes. Like, you know, bitch, we shit. We going through the bullshit, but we going through the shit
together. Together. And I think that is what it is, right? The idea of, like, this unity, this idea that we're making steps, we're interlocked together, we're doing this together, and it might be a suffering, but we're not suffering it alone, type of thing. We think about, you talk about justice, right? I think we didn't get a chance to get into, like, you know, there's still no justice for Breonna Taylor, right?
No,
she has a whole law about how you can enter in someone's home, and her killers are still out there. They're still able to. I was watching a video and about, you know, the police officer. And I mean, you still keep seeing the videos. I saw a more recent one in, I think, Virginia, when the guy, you know, the police, you know, basically, you know, unlawfully, like, entered this man's car, dragged him out the car. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to see something? They actually looked in the camera, like, you want to see something? I'm going to show you. And then you can hear him in the background, like, I told you. You know what I'm saying? Like, going off, like, just because you're a police officer doesn't mean you're above the law, that I have to listen to you, that I have to talk. Yeah. I don't have to respect you.
Yeah.
If you disrespectful, I can call you a bitch. I mean, that's my right. I don't have to like you because you're a police officer. I don't have to give you something that you're not giving me. You know, if you can't get in my car, you want me to stop your phone. I don't have to stop
but
my phone.
But it's the unwritten rule, though. Yes. It's like, yeah, they say that you don't have to, but it's almost like it's a, when you do that and you just submit to them in that way, things do go easier for you. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, not always, but in certain ways, you know, I've been in some situations and they be like, you know, you've been very cooperative and I don't say a word. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not talking to you. I have nothing to say. Just whatever's about to happen, just let it happen. Right. So I can think about how I'm gonna get my ass out of it. Like,
okay.
So that, you know, but when you do that and it's like, well, wait a minute. No, you're not being cooperative. You don't talk shit to me. You sit there and be quiet and do whatever the fuck I say. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's, you know, they get little boners off that. And it's
disgusting.
It's disgusting.
And when I think about, like, bitch, you're not about to George Floyd me. Well, you really can.
Yeah.
You have the power. We see that this can move into the death of a black man in the middle of the broad daylight.
Yeah.
We can easily, any of us could easily be the next George Floyd. Someone is probably being mistreated because of the color of their skin by a police officer while we're recording this episode. It is happening. We see the footage. I don't see this idea that, like, after watching these new footages of police officers, that they boners are still rock hard.
Mm-hmm. Y'all,
and they plan on still getting their nuts off, no matter what everybody else is saying.
Okay.
So the fight is just still there, right? Like, you know, I saw that George Floyd attorney, you know, stated they were suing, you know, the police department in the city of Minneapolis. And I'm glad to see that, you know, justice is still being seeked. You know, it's not that we're going to just be quiet
and take
we're going to take it. And I think, you know, I think you hit it right on the nose, this idea around justice happening, not all these little crumbs that they're giving us, some real sustainable changes that affect us directly, each and every one of us, you know, and, you know, just like how the, how district, you know, and I've said, not publicly, but I've had a, you know, a few commentary around Mary Keisha Lance Bottoms in Atlanta. While I respect her as a black woman and respect all her accomplishments, you know, it's certain things that she's done that I've, you know, had a statement about. But to see that the governor is like harassing, you know, telling, you know, disrespecting her, you know, saying that she can't do this and, you know, getting her, you know, silencing her, putting out, you know, requesting that she can't publicly make any statements, you know, about him or in the state of Georgia, you know, suing her because of her mask mandate. Like, what? That's blatant.
Very much so.
It's blatant. She said it. He this is all about politics. This is white Republican supremacists trying to silence this black Democratic mayor, female mayor at that, and doing it, and he's an avid Trump supporter. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like those things are still happening to the degree that I also agree with you when you said this is just the beginning. Like, once we get closer to the elections and stuff like that, we're going to see stuff busting out of the window. Like, shit's about to start happening.
We need to, and I hate to, we gotta end this now. So I guess we didn't really talk about what we need to talk about, but you know what? I was thinking while we were talking, we could actually make the actual conversation a little interesting. You had mentioned something to me before earlier that you wanted to do, and I think that'll be good for an actual conversation, really talking about the black recap as we really go into the black killings and stuff like that. I think overall this episode, we're just talking about our feelings and how we feeling and our own mental health state.
Yes.
And how we're trying to manage it. And we
black know, while depressed.
Yeah, black. Yeah, black while depressed. And, you know, it's something that I think a lot of us are going through. So we just, and I can't say anything cliche. I will say, can't say this, though. You know, if you are in Austin and you are black, you're brown, you're LGBT, What's in America does have the Connect to Care initiative. If you need to talk to somebody professionally, You do need an outlet. You don't feel like you know, the people that you're talking to, they ain't hitting it for you. You still feel a certain kind of way. Like Funky Night even say, then you need to take your ass to the doctor. You can do it with us, and you don't have to pay anything. It's free 99.
Free 99.
Okay.
The Connected Care Initiative, whatsinamira.org. And sign up the application, and we'll get you into seeing a therapist for free. So check us out. So you know how to find me. I'm Mr. Telltales on IG, Facebook. What's in America on Facebook, IG. Hit them both up. I guess I said hit us both up. Like, how we gonna get into you, Myth? Essence of Style business is up and running.
Yes, essenceofstyle.com on Instagram, Facebook. That's my website. And you can do all the things at all of those channels. I'm on Twitter, but I don't post there. And
I'm horny.
Oh, well, you need to take care of that.
Maybe that's what this is all about at the end of the day.
Well, that just ruined everything that we talked about.
I told you I was working through it. Right. Now I have to look at all angles.
Well, if that's something you need to do, then I guess be like, you know, our homegirls and, you know, do what you need to do. And I guess I can see why MJ got a quarantine bay, because I guess having that stress relief is helpful. But, you know, whatever. I think, again, just make sure you're taking care of your mental health, because it's important, especially in the season. It's rough. It's tough. But we're going to get through this shit, and that's on period.
Love you guys.
Holla.
I'm ready.